Well, it's never too late to learn, is it, at all? I've heard that from a number of great people over the years, and it is absolutely true. One of those people is our next guest, Dr. Barry Franklin. He's a director of preventive cardiology and cardiac rehabilitation at what we've always known as Beaumont Health, now Corewell Health, author of that recent book we've spoken with him about before. It's called GPS for Success, Skills, Strategies, and Secrets of Superachievers. Barry Franklin, Dr. Franklin, it's always a pleasure, and I salute you for doing what is just, it just makes good sense. Let's take a look at really super successful people and see how they got where they are. And then maybe we can kind of follow that same path for our own success. Good morning to you, Doc.
Good morning, Paul W. Pleasure to be with you. You know, this is something I've been looking at for years and working with patients at Beaumont, and now Corewell, as you said, to achieve lifestyle risk factor goals. And in many respects, achieving those is no different than achieving your New Year's resolutions.
The problem with that is most people don't achieve their New Year's resolutions and even give up within the first week or two.
Paul W., you're absolutely right. In fact, research tells us that only about 1 in 10 is successful, and there are several reasons for it. They're unrealistic goals, there are competing priorities, they undertake too many resolutions at one time, and they don't have a plan for achieving it.
You've talked about it. In fact, when we spoke with you about this great book, GPS for Success, that there is basically... You've boiled it down as one way of putting it, a six-step plan drawing on the wisdom of superachievers in various walks of life to help you be successful. And one of them is, number one is write down your New Year's resolution. Written goals are like magnets. They pull us all together. And you have been a voracious collector of famous inspirational and motivational quotes. I love all the quotes that you have. And this one about writing it on paper.
Yes.
As Sir John Hargrave said, if it's not on paper, it's vapor.
Exactly. Yes, you're exactly right. Writing your goals is a key to success. In fact, years ago, Paul W., a major study looked at weight loss and people who tracked their foods as opposed to people who were on a regular weight loss diet. People who tracked their foods and wrote down what they ate lost twice as much as those who didn't. So simply writing your goals and writing, documenting what you do has a profound effect on ultimate success.
Develop a detailed plan. Number two, break down major goals into smaller manageable tasks. A goal without a plan is just a wish. Another great line. But developing a detailed plan is very good. Also, thinking about and visualizing and taking action every day. That's item number three.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And what we emphasize is daily action. You essentially recharge persistence with consistency of effort rather than intensity, Paul W. In other words, what I'm saying is if you're working toward a goal, you're better off to spend an hour a day, 5 days a week, than spending 5 hours on a Saturday. There was a great quote by a very famous man who's a billionaire today living in Florida, and he said, your life is not about what you say you're going to do, it's about what you do. So taking action, number one priority.
I can relate to all of this. I think we can all learn from the various bits and pieces here. Number four, be persistent. Track your daily achievements. Number five, radiate happiness. Now, there's one that I got to study as well. Radiate happiness, optimism, and gratitude for what you've achieved in life. Tell me more about that.
Yeah, Paul W., you know, a lot of people think if you're successful, then you're going to be happy and optimistic. The opposite is true. People who are happy, optimistic, and exude gratitude attract the things they need to be even more grateful for and more successful. So radiating happiness, optimism, and being grateful are key characteristics of highly successful people.
And then you'll attract more goodness that helps you continue to be successful.
Exactly. There are lots of studies now that suggest your attitude, your aura, is in large part responsible for your ultimate success in life.
I was going to put off number six, but I may as well do it. Avoid procrastination.
Well, you know, a brilliant philosopher once said, a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And I often tell our patients, it's more important you start your journey than to achieve your goal, because if you don't start, you're not going to achieve your goal. Adopt the do-it-now attitude. Take action every day. Taking action obliterates procrastination, overcomes inertia, gets you moving toward your goal, Paul W., and ultimately builds momentum.
So we have to adopt, and I'm in this like many of my listeners are, many of us, do it now. It's a do it now attitude.
Exactly.
And
taking
there are
action.
Yeah, there are expressions. So do what you, I can't even think of any of them right now. But don't put off today what you can do today.
Yeah.
Don't put it off till tomorrow. I guess is one way. It's not nearly as good as like what Walt Disney said: if you can dream it, you can do it. Or William H. Johnson, if it is to be, it's up to me. There's a
all
good
quotes.
One.
All quotes we live by.
Yeah, well, we should. Did you always live this way, Doctor?
Well, increasingly, I've adopted these, and some magical things have happened to me. So these wisdom sound bites are really precious.
They really are. And we'll find a lot of them in GPS for Success, Skills, Strategies, and Secrets of Super Achievers, by our guest, Barry A. Franklin. That's Dr. Franklin to you and me, and an all-around good guy. We'll look forward to talking to you again soon. Happy holidays to you.
You too, sir. Thanks for the opportunity.
Well, it's our pleasure. It's our opportunity and an opportunity for our listeners to grow and achieve the things that we want to achieve, or at least we say we want to achieve. Now it's up to us to do it. That's it, plain and simple.